Hello.
Hi, my name is Melissa. I'm calling from Roadside Assistance.
Yes, ma'am, Melissa.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Okay, you?
Very good. Thank you so much for asking. All right, so I'm just going to ask you a few questions here as we get that service out there to you. The number that I reached you at, is that a number that I can send your updates to by text message?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. And can you verify the address that's registered to this policy?
The address of this phone?
To the policy.
Oh, the address advanced to the policy is 410 Ewell Street, Alexandria, Virginia, 22314.
Perfect. And this is going to be for your 2000 Chrysler 300 gray in color.
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually in the back, like my house is in the alley. I mean, if you come through the alley, that's Ewell Street.
Okay.
But you can't, okay, but I'm not on Ewell Street. But if you come down, if you came down Princess, you would make a left in the first alley. So it's like you're in the back of, or on the side of 410 Ewell Street. I mean,
Okay.
410, not the Ewell Street, yeah. So that's why I'm if you come, you got to come in the alley a little bit. But you'll
Okay, and
see me
that's
sitting on my
behind Yule
block.
Street.
Yes, ma'am. Like it's on
Okay.
Princess, off of Princess Street.
Princess Street. Okay.
Yeah, you make the first left in the alley on Princess Street.
Okay, vehicle is in alley.
In the alley.
Off
I was
Yule.
free. No, it's on Princess.
Princess.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and is this alleyway going to be big enough for a big truck to get down?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in front of 409 Princess Street. But not in front, I'm in the back of the garage, but I see 409 from the alley.
All right.
409 Princess Street, yes. If you, as soon as you make the turn in the alley, I'm right there, I'm stuck. My back is already out. The tow truck can really just try to see if he can pull me around. I'm just like right at the alley. I gotta get out this alley though because cars can't come through to make a right at all.
I got you. So you kind of got
Yes,
stuck in
ma'am.
that alley, so you need to be towed back around the building.
No, I need to tow it. It won't go and drive. It will start up and everything, but it won't go up and drive. I was driving. Actually, I was gray parking the alley because that's where I park at for my home. And I was gray parking the alley, so I towed it. It was a garage we parked in. And I turned in the alley to go into the garage, and it just cut off on me right here. Just cut off. It shook me in. Cut off. And then I started back up. It started back up, but then it wouldn't go and drive.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, so my, I'm going to tow it. I want to tow it over to Landover.
To Landover, and what's over in Landover?
The mechanic where I go to.
Okay, now are they open at this time?
No, ma'am.
So they would actually have to be open in order for the provider to tow the vehicle to them. Is there any way you can push the vehicle closer to like the side of the alley and wait till tomorrow morning?
No, because you have to move the car like every 3 hours, so I can't put it on the street. That's why I park in the garage, though.
Gotcha.
Yes, because I don't have that sticker, so I could park on the street. So I only park in my garage.
Do you have any friends that might be able to help you push the vehicle into the garage?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am, I'm in the alley.
You're in the alley. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the only thing I
Either
could
the
do is
tow
get the
truck can
vehicle
help me.
moved somewhere safe where it could stay for the night, but I can't get it to a closed location. They do have to be open.
If he can put it in the alley or have me get it in the garage, I'm close to the garage. If he can go in the garage, then I guess I don't know how I'm going to be able to get it out the garage. If I put it in the garage,
Yeah, and I
if I
don't think the provider will put it in your garage. I don't think I've never had a provider who's willing to do that. Because if anything happens to the vehicle,
Exactly.
try to get it, then I just don't know.
Well,
Do
maybe
you
I can
have a
pull.
friend or a family member that maybe could drop it off at their house where you wouldn't have to leave it, you don't have to move it every 3 hours?
No.
Yeah, I'm at a loss. I don't know what we could do here because we can't take it to a closed location.
Okay, well, you can just send the tow truck and have to put it on the street.
Okay.
If that's what works, that would work for me.
Okay. So it won't get in drive at all. Do you know if it'll go into reverse?
Let me see. It's not moving all
day. It's not moving at all. Okay.
It sounds real good. Everything. Okay, let me see if it's going to reverse. It's not going to reverse. It's not going to drive.
And if your foot's off the brake, it's just kind of rolling around, yeah?
It's not moving, ma'am.
Now, will it go into neutral so it can be rolled?
Oh, man, I don't know if it's going to... I mean, ma'am, it's not moving from drive. It's
okay.
Not moving in reverse, so I don't know what it may do.
Looks like it's in neutral now. Alrighty. Alrighty, let me get a clear picture here of where you're at so we can get that vehicle moved to the right spot here. So, an alley off Princess Street.
That's the first alley. We come in.
There we go. Okay. Oh, I see it. Okay. Alrighty, and we're just going to take the vehicle somewhere on that road that's open.
Okay, the first place right here is a 2-hour street, so we're just going to take it right around to the right on the thing, around the corner, just right around the corner. If it's a park or tomorrow's day, because they got signs up say, oh, so they say, I think the 25th. Okay, tomorrow the 24th. Yeah, the car got to be moved, though. Let's say the 25th. The 26th through the 30th. Okay, the 26th is Monday.
Yeah, and your service only covers you for one service every 72 hours. So if you do this tonight and you have to move it before that, you will be responsible for that cost as well.
What you mean as well?
Well, for that cost, if you had to move it before the 72 hours is up.
Okay, so today is Friday, so maybe I may have to move it Monday morning, so you all can take it to a place that's open. I mean, it's something that's open tomorrow, so maybe I can call you all to get it tomorrow, but I will have to get it on the street.
Yeah, we would. Now, if we put this on the policy tonight, you cannot get another service until, what is this, Friday? Monday night at this time. That'll be the soonest time that you'll be able to get service. If you're not already over in your policy. That happens too. So I'm just saying that we wouldn't be able to move the vehicle for you tomorrow. That would be out of pocket for you.
What kind of insurance is this? What you're telling me is on my policy?
This is what your policy is telling us, is that you get one service every 72 hours. So if you want to use your service to move the vehicle around the corner, you know, we can do that. But if you're talking about having the vehicle towed again tomorrow, we won't be able to do that because the service is one service every 72 hours. I'm just letting you know so that you're prepared.
Okay, but this is not, you're just moving the car around. You're not, you're just moving the car around.
Right, and that's considered a service.
Wow.
So the service would be one service every 72 hours. I just want to let you know about that. Do you want to think about it and give me a call back? Maybe see if you have somebody who might be able to come and at least help you push it into an area that's safe for the night, and then we can pick it up tomorrow.
Okay, I'll call you.
Okay, sweetie. Absolutely. Just give us a call back, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.